Achos chapter 10, Mishnah. Eid koitzrim beis hashlachim shibamakim. Right, one may reap in irrigated fields in the plains. And the reason you're allowed to do that, because although the reaping is forbidden according to Torah law, that only means reaping of produce which was fit to become the Omer offering itself. But you remember we said that in the irrigated fields in the plains, it was inferior crop. It was ineligible to be brought as the Omer offering. And therefore, they learn out from Psukim in the Torah that is not forbidden against reaping. You couldn't eat this crop, but you could reap it before the Omer offering was brought because it was inferior crop that was not suitable to be brought for the Omer offering itself. But even after you've reaped it, you're not allowed to heap it up, you're not allowed to stack it up. And this was a rabbinical prohibition because even though you're allowed to reap it according to Torah law, they didn't want you doing anything more with it. So you just leave it on the land. And the reason they didn't also forbid the harvesting, the actual reaping, was because it might go off. You might come to a great loss. You couldn't harvest it. But once it was harvested, there was no benefit in adding it up. And piling it up into a heap, so that they forbid. And the people of Jericho would reap with the consent of the sages, because they were in a plain, in irrigated plains. But then they heaped it up without the consent of the sages. But the rabbis didn't press them. They didn't reprove them. They didn't take them on because I don't know. So it was a rabbinical prohibition. He just says over here. He actually doesn't say, the cart he doesn't bring. I think I saw in the Gemara that it's just a rabbinical prohibition, so I didn't tackle them on the fact that they heaped it up. Koitzer l'shachas, if one reaped unripe corn, u'machal l'bahema, he could use that and he could feed it to his animals if it was unripe. Amar Reb Yehuda, a masa, when is it considered unripe? Bizman shehischil ad shelo havishlish, from until it's reached a third of its growth. Until it's reached a third of its growth, it could be reaped and fed to the animals because it wasn't wasn't fit for human consumption at that point. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Af yiktzer v'yachel af mishavi shlesh. He says, even after it's reached a third of its growth, if you want to harvest it for fodder and feed one's animals, you still can do that. So Kati brings that the aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that you can only harvest it to feed to the animals until it's reached a third of its growth. From then onwards, it was forbidden to harvest it.